Hi all. Okay, so I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was asking me, what are my top 10 tips on how to lose weight successfully? So I sat and thought about it for a moment before I answered her, and I've sort of basically snapshot everything down for her really, really quickly. Then it thought to me, occurred to me that that's something that I could share with you lot on a podcast or a YouTube video. So here I am. Obviously, everyone's slightly different psychologically, the way we think, physically, the way we're built, what we eat, what we do, what times we work, how much we sleep. Everything we do is different. So take what you need from this and apply it. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, you can kind of flip it on its head and try new things. So, as you'll hear, one of the rules or one of the tips that I've got will actually sort of go into that a little bit more. So, tip number one, your goal, when you set your goal, it needs to drive you. Your goals need to push you. You need to want your goal, okay? It needs to be specific. So, you need to have a target in mind. It can't just be, I want to lose weight. I'll know when I get there. It's got to be something that you push towards, something like a pair of trousers that you've not been able to get into for ages, or something specific. You need to have a specific target that you want to get to, a specific goal. You need to be able to measure it, so it needs to be measurable. So you need to be able to, I don't know, go for like your weight, go for your inches, clothes size, whatever you want to do. There has to be some way of measuring it. You can't just kind of trundle along and hope for the best. You've got to have a way of measuring it, otherwise you'll never know where you're going and when you're going wrong. It needs to be achievable. So if you say, I want to lose 6 stone, so that's your specific goal, I want to lose 6 stone. You can't then turn around and say, in 1 month's time, because you're never going to lose that amount of weight in that amount of time. All right? Going to be honest with you. Never going to happen. So it needs to be achievable. You need to be sensible when you're setting out the goal. And you need to be realistic. Again, same thing. You need to be realistic. Don't set yourself something that's completely impossible for you to do. And then you need to have a time scale in place. So you need to have a plan. You need to be able to say, I want to be 1 stone lighter, 1 dress size smaller, whatever that goal is. By the time I go on holiday on the 23rd of September 2015, and that's a realistic goal as long as you're giving yourself enough time. Obviously, if it's the 23rd, 22nd of September, you're not going to do it. But give yourself time, make it happen. So, tip number one, goals need to drive you. They need to be something that's going to push you to go and do it. Okay? Number two, failure is not failure. You need to embrace failure, okay? You need to grasp it and actually know that you're going to do it. Once you've accepted that things are going to go wrong and you're going to have weeks where you do have a bad week, you don't lose as much weight or you don't achieve as much on a circuit, or you don't, you're going to have weeks where you fail. You might not fail massively, but you might just have a little setback. But you need to embrace it. You need to learn from the mistakes. You need to learn quickly from those mistakes as well. Okay, you're not failing if you're getting yourself back up, dusting off your shoulders and carrying on. Okay, that's not failure. That's just a setback. That's just a mistake. And we all do it. We all do it. I do it in my business every day. I do it in my training as well sometimes. We all make mistakes. We all fail at something at some point. We just need to pick ourselves up, carry on, and be positive about it. Learn from what went wrong. Okay, if you're not failing, then you're not really trying. So you need to keep pushing on with it. Tip number three, this is a touchy one. Tip number three is your social circle, so your friends. Okay, if your social circle or the people you surround yourselves with the majority of the time are all, I'm going to be blunt here, lazy, overweight people that eat really unhealthily, never exercise, then that's not going to help you, okay? You're not going to achieve stuff if you're surrounded by the people that are doing all the negative things that you are trying not to do, all right? if you're hanging around with a load of people who are fit, active, healthy, you know, really good on their nutrition, generally look after their bodies, it's going to help you massively. It's going to inspire you. It's going to motivate you to be on par with them. And that's what you need. You need that push, all right? Allow people to push you and challenge you. And above all, let people criticize you, because it makes you try. It makes you push that little bit harder. It makes you try harder at achieving the one thing that you want. So consider your social circle, and try and not, I'm not saying push out and unfriend the people that are dragging you down, but try and push up the people that are going to push you, okay? So you bring them into the foreground a little bit more. So tip number three, look at your social circle. That's quite important. So tip number four is self-belief. Working as a personal trainer, I hear it so often when I meet new clients or even existing clients, and they go, oh, I'm never going to get there. Oh, I'm rubbish. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. And there's so much negativity. And you just need to have a little bit of confidence and believe in yourself, just a smidge, just a tiny bit, just to make things happen. Once things start to happen, you'll start to believe. And the more you believe, the more it's going to happen. And the more it happens, the more you're going to believe. And it's a snowball effect. Okay, it's just going to keep going and going and going until you're there. And then you don't need to believe anymore because you've done it. Okay, so the only person who needs to believe in you is you. Okay, I believe in you. I believe in all of you. And even those of you who haven't signed up yet, I still believe in you, because everyone's got the ability to do it. Everyone can push and change and do things differently. You've just got to find the thing that unlocks it. Okay, the trigger. You don't need to ask other people's approval of things either. Don't keep going, oh, I've got to speak to so-and-so about it because I don't know if I can do that. Yes, you can. Why do you need to ask them? Unless they're paying for it for you, why do you need to ask them? You don't. Get on with it, all right? It's your decision. It's your life. It's your goal. It's your future. You are in control of that. Not them. You. Okay? You need to think positively. So don't limit yourself. Don't put these little barriers up every now and then that go and bring you back down. Keep yourself up there, keep pushing towards it, and keep believing in yourself. Prove all those people wrong that keep sort of saying you'll never do that. And then the people that you're doing it with, get a bit competitive with them, you know. Try and beat them on a weekly weigh-in, you know, try and get one more pound than they did. Do something a little bit different, okay? Think, envision it, and then go and do it. Okay, so that's tip number four, self-belief. Number five is a bit of a cliche, motivational picture. I might use it at the end of this, but, you know, it's step outside of your comfort zone. Okay, now that saying is used so often now in motivation, in on all these, like, Facebook pages, Twitter, Instagram, all of them. It's everywhere. Everywhere you go, you see these little memes saying, step outside your comfort zone. Yes, you should step outside your comfort zone. But you also need to understand what that means. So, like, I'm sitting here quite comfortably, but because I sit over there, it doesn't mean to say I'm out of my comfort zone. You need to do something that actually makes you feel a bit like, ooh, this is quite scary, actually. I don't, not sure. But you do it anyway because you embrace it, okay? The moment you start to step outside your comfort zone, you're going to start breaking down all of those mental barriers, because you're proving to yourself that you can do something, all right? So think outside of your comfort zone, not just a little bit, but jump out with both feet, grab it, go for it, okay? Don't expect results from the things you were trying last week that didn't get you the results. Don't expect the results from them this week or next week, because it didn't work then. It's not going to work now. Do something different. Change it all up. Mix it up. Make it change. Okay? And breathe. Tip number six. Think long term. All right? So many people think about their holiday in 4 weeks' time, their wedding in 8 weeks' time, their Christmas party in 3 months' time. Whatever it is, try and think a bit bigger than that. Think long term. Think Think 12 months down the line, 18 months, 2 years, 5 years, however far away you want to go. Think about it, because that's what's going to drive you. That's what your goal needs to be. That's where you need to be pushing towards. Okay, so although your goal is time scaled, and you might have a holiday in 3 months' time or Christmas or whatever, but think bigger than that as well. Think beyond that. Think about the next goal, the goal, the goal, the goal, and keep pushing forward. And you'll soon start to realise that you can achieve a lot more than you ever thought you could. Okay? So you've got to try and think about, is what you're doing right now going to achieve what you want then? Okay? So if you eat that blueberry muffin and drink that kind of full sugar pop, are you going to then be helping yourself achieve what you want in a year's time, 18 months, 2 years, and so on? Think big. Think about the whole package, not just next week, okay? If you, as I say, and I use it quite a lot, but if you fail to plan, then you're basically planning to fail. So you need to have a concrete plan in place, okay? Really, really strong set of goals and everything planned, everything. And that will help you along the way massively. Tip number 7 is be prepared to sacrifice now for the longer term. So we're still thinking bigger picture. And again, I go back to the blueberry muffin and full fat pop. You know, you reap what you sow. What you eat today is next week's body. All of these things, all of these cliche and cheesy sayings that us fit pros chuck out there and give to you, they're true. We don't say them because they're catchy and funny. They're true. They actually mean something. So, you know, if you put in the hard work and the effort now, then you're going to be able to enjoy the life that you want to have later on. You're not going to have it tomorrow or next week or next month because you need to work to achieve it, okay? We're not going to come around with a silver platter and give you the figure of your dreams and off you go. You need to work and you need to earn that, okay? You need to earn it and you need to learn to respect your body, okay? So be prepared to sacrifice now for the good of the longer term goal. Another good way of looking at it is, don't get comfortable with being unhappy. Don't get comfortable with being what you are now if you don't like it. So you want to start feeling comfortable with being uncomfortable. So we go back to the comfort zone thing, okay? So move out of the comfort zone, make yourself feel uncomfortable and get used to that, because I rarely get in my comfort zone anymore. I'm always doing new stuff. I'm always pushing myself to achieve new stuff. I have forgotten what comfort zone almost feels like. So push and go out and do stuff, okay? Change, do something different. Number 8 is be flexible, okay? So things change, life changes, a lot of things around us change all of the time. The weather changes, you know, if you're here in Britain, the weather changes as quick as I can click my fingers. So you need to be prepared for those things, you need to be prepared for the changes, and you need to try new things to try and accommodate those changes. So if you're used to training or going out for a run or training outdoors and all of a sudden it's thunder and lightning or whatever and snowing and really bad weather, you need to be flexible enough to go, oh, well, I'm not just going to not do it. I'm just going to do something different. Okay, so you don't sit and do nothing. You go and find something else to do. Even if that means getting up an hour earlier to accommodate that change, or going to bed half an hour later, or eating an hour later, or missing, heaven forbid, your favourite soap, just go and do it, okay? Because if you don't go and do it, you're not going to achieve what you want to achieve. You've got to sacrifice and be flexible and think long term and step outside that comfort zone, all right? So that's tip number 8, being flexible. Number 9, I'm sorry, language is going to go down the potty a little bit. No bullshit, okay? Stop fooling yourself. If you're keeping a food diary and you're telling yourself that you had a handful of, I don't know, a handful of almond nuts, say, and really your handful is a scoop that you're trying to grasp with both hands, yeah, it's a handful, but don't fool yourself. Don't try and trick yourself into thinking that you're doing better than you are, okay? Be honest with your food diaries. Be honest with your exercise. Be honest with how much effort you're putting in. Be honest with, you know, oh yeah, I went to such and such fast food chain and I had X and X and Y and Z. be honest with yourself, because if you're not honest with yourself, you're never going to be able to make the changes to actually fix those things, okay? So, and don't be afraid to ask for help. This is why people hire personal trainers and nutritionists. They need the help. And it's, they don't, but my clients don't come to me because they don't know how to exercise or they don't know how to eat healthily. They come to me because they want to be guided a little bit, told where they're going wrong, and they want their results accelerated. So they want me to make them better than what they would have been if they were on their own. It's not a case of they can't do it on their own. It's that they want to do it a little bit better than they would on their own, or a lot better in some cases, and achieve things quicker as well, okay? So never shy away from asking for help. Drop the bullshit. Ask for help and be honest. And the last thing on this one is, and this doesn't apply to everyone, this doesn't apply to all people who want to lose weight or get fit or whatever, but you've got to drop the negative woe is me attitude. Everything's going to go wrong, I can't do it, and all of that stuff. You've got to stop it, okay? We've all got crap going on in our lives, but we can't just give up on everything because of that. You know, it distracts us, yes, but we've just got to get on with stuff. We've got to carry on. We can't just throw in the towel at any given point and go, oh, well, if I threw in the towel because I had a bit of rubbish in my life, do you know what? I'd never work. So come on, people, get off your asses, stop feeling sorry for yourselves and do something. Okay, so then your last one, tip number 10, use momentum to take action, okay? So again, when I go out and meet new PT clients or class participants or just chatting in general to people, I hear so many times, I'm going to start on Monday. My new diet starts on Monday. I'm going to start being good on Monday. I'm going to get the weekend out. I'm going to do Monday. And I'm going to start exercising on Monday. And I'm going to do this on Monday. Monday. Well, it's Tuesday. So why are you waiting all the way till Monday? Use momentum. If you're motivated and you're pumped up and you're ready to go, go and do it today. Go and do it now. Don't wait for that feeling of, yeah, to dissipate. Just go and do it. Just start. Just do something, one little thing, okay? One little thing a day to make your lifestyle or your nutrition or your exercise that little bit better, okay? Don't keep putting it off. Don't put it off for another week. Don't put it off for another few days. Just get off your backside whilst you're feeling pumped up and geared up and really G'd up to go and just do it, okay? And I promise you, if you do all of these things and you start thinking in a different way and you start thinking like you're liking exercise and you're going to exercise and you're liking the way you feel after eating healthy food and you're liking the way you feel because you're hydrated and you're drinking loads of water, you are going to continue to do it and you are going to make, you know, the results happen. Don't just sit back and go, not today, not in the mood. Go and do it, all right? Now, if you want any more help or you got any questions or queries or anything, you want to come and speak to me, come and Facebook me, come and look at the page, come and ask me a question, comment below, go and check out the website. Hey, even text me or email me, I don't mind. Just if you got anything you want to say, come and say it. I'm more than happy to chat to all of you, all right? It's been great having you and I'll see you all soon. Take care. Bye.